Good morning, my listeners. Hi, everyone. I'll be talking on the functions, on some of the functions of World Health Organization. And they include, they are involved in compiling an international pharmacopoeia. When I say pharmacopoeia, I mean book of drugs and how these drugs are being prepared. This World Health has also standardized the units used for drug dosages, and which has really helped us in the medical field and in the treatment of diseases. This World Health Organization also coordinates research in all fields of health and then sends out the results to all member nations, thus members of the World Health. Such information that is sent out includes the latest developments in cancer and AIDS research, in that's HIV. Such information can also include the uses of vaccine, nutritional discoveries, and health hazards of radiations, especially for the radiographers. The World Health Organization also provides advice and help on health matters to member nations on request. They provide advice and helps on health matters to member nations on the request of it. Example: sending scientists, doctors, field workers, and educationists in the fields of medicine and public health. They also help in setting up medical centers and training institutions for medical and public health personnel. They also help in education for eradication of malaria and others. On-the-spot training, they also help in awarding scholarships for medical and public health staffs. These are the functions of the World Health Organization, and they also help in vaccination, the production of antibiotics, insecticides, improving diagnosis and prevention of diseases. Thanks and God bless you for listening. This is the functions of World Health Organization. Thanks.